Portrait of the illness as nightmare. No matter how many times you ring the bell in the bad dark, no one will let you in. You face the fun house with its mirrors on the outside so everyone can see, and everyone looks. You are in your underwear, and the room is cold. The doctor's stethoscope pressed to you becomes suddenly a snake. Your heart hisses in its cage. Your heart sputters, a doused flame. You are drowning in your blue paper gown, which recedes in the back like an ocean, your skin a bank of hot sand. The horizon bleeds in the days, and you wander lost in a city of scalpels, where everything glitters and pills fade like moons on your tongue. You sidle through sterile labyrinths and piss in a cup. You wait in a room like a chapel or the belly of a beast. Either way, you think something will save you. You believe this the whole fearsome time. Your God comes, and he is ordinary and terrible. He confers with the doctors at your kitchen table and tells you to eat your clots round as peas. You want dessert. You want to deceive him, but he, like you, has eyes and uses them. You are grounded in the ground. The pit is a tub, and you are washing in your body's black water. You rise like a fever. You writhe on a bed, on a stage, the strings reaching toward heaven. There's a momentary break for everyone else. Intermission. They chatter in the lobby. You babble symptoms in a white confessional. You fall from a great height and land on a gurney. You're at the front of a classroom, and you are stripped to your bones. The doctor points to your pelvis. You model the tumors. In this light, they look pretty, like jewels.